The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, which is administered by the Department of Veterans Affairs. This audit was published as Report Number 17-14 on August 25, 2017. The following are the report highlights. The Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, or King, located in Waupaca County, is operated by the Department of Veterans Affairs, or DVA. DVA also operates the Wisconsin Veterans Home at Union Grove in Racine County, and it contracts for the operation of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at Chippewa Falls in Chippewa County. King provides care to eligible veterans, their spouses, surviving spouses, and the parents of veterans. In 2016, King provided skilled nursing care to an average of 685 veterans and their spouses each day. In response to concerns about the physical conditions and care provided to residents at King, as well as questions about staffing and the transfer of revenue from King to the Veterans Trust Fund and other accounts, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee directed us to conduct an evaluation of King. Report 17-8 included our analyses of revenues, expenditures, and capital projects. This report is the second phase of that evaluation and includes analysis of changes in resident care needs over time, staffing issues, including the use of overtime, compliance with state and federal nursing facility requirements, complaints made by residents, employees, and others, and the opinions of employees regarding the provision of resident care, working conditions, and employee morale. Overall, we found that the care needs of residents at King increased from 2007 through 2016 based on several measures, such as the extent to which they needed assistance with dressing and eating. Although King was authorized more than 80 additional nursing positions by 2013 Wisconsin Act 20, it has not been able to keep many of the additional positions filled. And in fiscal year 2016, King's use of overtime for nursing staff exceeded the amount it used immediately prior to the creation of the additional positions. From 2012 through 2016, we found that, on average, the Department of Health Services, or DHS, issued King fewer citations for violations of federal nursing facility regulations than it issued to other skilled nursing facilities in Wisconsin. Similarly, based on a federal 5-star rating system, we found that the combined overall rating for King's 4 residence facilities exceeded the average ratings for other skilled nursing facilities in Wisconsin. In addition, those King employees who responded to our survey generally indicated that the quality of care provided at King was good, but raised concerns with issues such as the manner in which overtime is assigned, employee morale, and management responsiveness to employee concerns. Staffing. The number of full-time equivalent or FTE positions that King was authorized increased from 737.8 FTE positions in fiscal year 2012 to 884.3 FTE positions in fiscal year 2016, or by 19.9%. The largest increase occurred from fiscal year 2013 to fiscal year 2014, when 2013 Wisconsin Act 20 authorized the creation of an additional 110.6 FTE positions for King, including an additional 82.6 FTE nursing positions. However, King has not been able to keep many of the additional positions filled, and the number of vacant nursing positions increased from 33.0 FTE positions in June 2012 to 46.8 FTE positions in June 2016. To help address its staffing needs, King relies on extra time worked by part-time employees and overtime worked by full and part-time employees. Overtime worked by nursing staff declined from 64,300 hours in fiscal year 2012 to 36,800 hours in fiscal year 2014. However, the amount of overtime worked by nursing staff at King has grown since then. Despite DVA being granted the authority in July 2013 to create an additional 82.6 FTE nursing positions at King, the number of overtime hours worked by nursing staff in fiscal year 2016 exceeded the number worked in fiscal year 2012. Compliance with state and federal regulations. King's nursing facilities are overseen by the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs and DHS, which also performs inspections on behalf of the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The Federal Department of Veterans Affairs conducts annual inspections to ensure compliance with care and service requirements. From 2012 through 2016, it issued King a total of 15 citations as part of its annual inspection process. In addition, it conducted an additional inspection of King in January 2017 and issued 5 citations, including 2 related to an incident in which a resident fell from his bed and was seriously injured. From 2012 through 2016, DHS issued King a total of 184 citations. One was in the highest severity category, for which King was assessed a civil penalty of $76,900 in June 2016. We compared the citations DHS issued to King with those it issued to other skilled nursing facilities. King's 4 residence halls averaged 9.2 citations per year during this period, which was less than the average number DHS issued to other Wisconsin veterans homes, to other skilled nursing facilities in DHS's northeastern region with 100 or more licensed beds, or to all skilled nursing facilities statewide. Addressing complaints. We reviewed available information on complaints received by several entities. From 2012 through 2016, King received 80 formal complaints from residents or their representatives. The most common type of complaint involved resident care, such as dissatisfaction with caregiver attitudes and concerns regarding the services provided, which accounted for 37, or 46.3%, of the 80 complaints it received. When King determined action was needed, the most common action taken was re-education of employees, which occurred for 22 of the complaints. From 2012 through 2016, the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care opened 90 complaint cases related to King residents, but not all involved concerns about King. The largest number of cases involved resident rights, such as the right to be included in care decisions and the right of unrestricted mobility, which accounted for 23, or 25.6% of the cases. Of the 90 complaint cases opened, it determined 59, or 65.6%, were accurate as reported. From April 2015 through April 2017, the Legislative Audit Bureau received a total of 47 complaints regarding King. The largest category involves staff-related issues, mostly concerning overtime, which accounted for 16 complaints. Administrative issues, which included topics such as hiring and contracting practices, was the second largest category and accounted for 15 complaints. Of the 47 complaints we received, we substantiated 13, or 27.7%, including 10 related to overtime. Employee opinions and satisfaction. We conducted an anonymous survey of all King employees in November 2016. Of the 956 employees to whom we sent our survey, 449, or 47%, completed at least a portion of it. Among respondents providing direct care or interacting directly with residents, 97.5% described the overall care provided to residents at King as good or very good, and 95.7% agree or strongly agree that residents are treated with respect. However, 86.1% of respondents indicated that they disagree or strongly disagree that King has sufficient resident care staff to handle the workload. Among all King employees who responded to our survey question, 63.8% disagree or strongly disagree that management at King actively seeks input from employees on how operations and resident care can be improved, and 57.0% disagree or strongly disagree that positions at King are filled through a fair and transparent process. In addition, while 66.0% of respondents indicated they are satisfied or very satisfied with King as a place of employment, 75.1% indicated the overall morale of employees at King was poor or very poor. Recommendations. We include recommendations for DVA to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by January 8, 2018, on its efforts to work with DHS to ensure King is able to benefit from the federally funded initiative to recruit and retrain nursing assistants and that they receive the retention bonuses for which they are eligible. The vacancy rates and overtime hours of registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, and nursing assistants, and whether it intends to pursue options to further reduce the number of residents it serves. Its review of King's informal processes for addressing resident concerns, fully documenting actions taken in response to formal complaints, and improving procedures with respect to its suggestion boxes. How it is addressing concerns expressed by residents, such as improving access to doctors and nurse practitioners, and improving communication regarding changes to residents' care plans. Its assessment of, and plans to address, the current training needs of employees at King who provide direct care or interact directly with residents. Its efforts to ensure adequate steps are taken to encourage King employees to routinely report concerns regarding residents, including occurrences of resident abuse, neglect, and misappropriation of resident property. Its efforts to ensure appropriate and adequate training is provided to all supervisors and managers in encouraging and supporting employees in reporting these occurrences, and ensuring that all supervisors and managers are aware of the importance of complying with state and federal laws prohibiting retaliation against employees. And its efforts to address issues of employee morale and the perception that King's hiring practices are not fair and transparent. To view the full text of this and other publications from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab.